I want to step back a few pieces of this that need to be fit into place to get a proper picture. Again, you do your first electric car in 1970, your senior project. In 2010 is when you decide to make your house electrical-based, to make maybe carbon neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple different things that we could talk about. You could be energy neutral and carbon neutral, and they're not necessarily the same thing. So in the years in between those, you've been working for the U.S. Naval Academy aerospace engineer. Did your work enrich and prepare you for what you did in 2010? Or is it just completely a different tangent? I mean, it's all engineering.
They're pretty well separate because, again, satellites, although they use solar power, the primary mission is communications. And that ties into my lifelong hobby of amateur radio. So that's what got me into the aerospace, was because I know all about radio. And so I help mentor student projects to build small satellites. You know, they're about the size of a large softball. We've got five of them that we've done that are successful. But that's primarily from my amateur radio background. And, oh, by the way, they use solar panels.
And if I recall correctly, I think I saw something about, I don't know if it's a protocol standard or something that you innovated with respect to the ham radio.
Yes.
And that's got your, your name, your ID. You're the originator. What was that?
It's called APRS. And
that, which is why your website
which
is
the webpage, aprs.org. But that's really my ham radio webpage, but right at the top are links that says if you're here because of solar, go here. If you're here because of electric cars, which I love to talk about, go there. But yeah, APRS is where I was the first person to marry GPS, which was starting to come out in the late 1990s, marry that to radio. So now we could all drive around in our cars and we could see each other on maps. And hams like to talk to each other, and if you can see where the guy is, it just really facilitates communications. So that's used around the world now by amateur radio operators. And it's also used, you know, in their public service response, search and rescue, and those kind of things. APRS is just totally integrated there so that they can see where the radio operators are.